From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. At least five people are dead, dozens injured Wednesday after a car plowed into pedestrians close to London's Parliament building. A policeman was stabbed to death before the assailant was shot and killed. Police describe it as a marauding terrorist attack. The head of counterterrorism policing, Mark Rowley, said that as the vehicle was driven over Westminster Bridge, it struck pedestrians before crashing into Parliament. A knife-wielding man emerged and attempted to enter Parliament. Rowley mourned the loss of the policeman killed. British Prime Minister Theresa May condemned the attack as sick and depraved and said the location of Wednesday's incident was no accident. She said any effort to defeat those values through violence is doomed to fail. London's Mayor Sadiq Khan struck a similar message. Wednesday's attack was the deadliest in London since four British Islamists killed more than 50 commuters in suicide bombings in July of 2005. Britain is on its second highest alert level. Judges at the International Criminal Court Wednesday sentenced former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba to an additional 1 year in prison and fined him more than $300,000 for interfering with witnesses, including the offer of bribes during his earlier trial. Last year, Bemba was found guilty of war crimes and crimes against humanity for the actions that his forces took in Central African Republic. Bemba is appealing that conviction. This is VOA News. As Syrian talks are set to resume in Geneva Thursday, the Pentagon said the U.S.-led coalition against Islamic State has expanded its support by airdropping local ground forces behind enemy lines near the Islamic State-held town of Tabqa in northern Syria. It's part of the campaign to liberate the nearby city of Raqqa from IS occupation. Meanwhile, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said coalition airstrikes killed and wounded dozens of civilians in Tabqa. It said others were killed in coalition airstrikes earlier this week near Raqqa. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson told a gathering of the Global Coalition on the Defeat of Islamic State in Washington Wednesday that defeat, not degradation, of the Islamic State insurgency is the top priority of the U.S. in the Middle East region. He said the U.S. will work to establish interim zones of stability through ceasefires to allow refugees to return home, although he did not provide any details. The chairman of the Congressional Committee looking into allegations of Russian influence in last year's election said Wednesday that some of President Donald Trump's communications may have been exposed to incidental surveillance following the election. Congressman Devin Nunes chairs the House Intelligence Committee, and he said while the information had been collected legally, revealing the names of Trump officials was not. Nunes said none of the surveillance involved Russia, and he expressed concern U.S. intelligence may be engaged in spying on the president-elect. Human Rights Watch Wednesday called on a general loyal to Libya's Eastern Administration to investigate allegations that members of the Libyan National Army committed war crimes, including the killing of prisoners and desecrating their bodies. Khalifa Haftar's forces have been battling an array of jihadist groups for control of Libya's second-largest city, Benghazi, as well as vital oil terminals. A key vote in Congress looms later Thursday over reform of the U.S. health care system. President Trump and his Republican allies appear to be still short of the votes needed to repeal and replace the current health care law passed in 2010, known as Obamacare. Conservative critics claim the Republican replacement looks too much like Obamacare. And travel company Blue Marvel is offering people a chance to dive to the wreckage of the RMS Titanic. Beginning May of next year, it said it will offer a chance for nine people to submerge 4,000 meters in the North Atlantic to see the famous wreck, at a cost of more than $100,000 each. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.